We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Remembering the tragedy 1 year later. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Governor Abbott has ordered the Texas flag to fly at half staff today to mark the 1 year anniversary of the Uvalde mass shooting. Carol D's Alan Skye has more on vigils that will be taking place here in North Texas to remember the victims.
An event in DeSoto starts at 6:30 tonight at Ernie Roberts Park. Organizers say they wanted to honor the victims of Uvalde, but also those killed at Allen Premium Outlets earlier this month. First United Methodist Church in downtown Fort Worth has a vigil starting at 7 in their courtyard. Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Texas flag to fly at half staff through sunset. Abbott says our hearts remain with families and members of the Uvalde community, writing in a statement, Texans will rise above to forge a brighter path forward. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skye, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Now, President Biden has marked the anniversary, calling on federal lawmakers to pass new laws to address gun violence.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress pass some common sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
The White House honored the 21 victims of the school shooting with a display of 21 candles at the base of the White House grand staircase. Meanwhile, the Allen Premium Outlet Malls has announced it will reopen on Wednesday, May 31st, about 3 weeks after eight victims were killed and seven others were injured in a mass shooting at the outlet mall. The mall will open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, but they've said that each store will have the flexibility to set their own hours and decide when they want to reopen. They also are planning to create a permanent memorial to honor the victims and to commemorate the enduring strength of the Allen community. An Ellis County grand jury has just lowered the boom on a Forney woman who was arrested for stabbing her five children.
Prosecutors will seek the death penalty against 25-year-old Shamea Hall of Forney for the March 3rd capital murders of three children and the attempted murders of her other two kids. The children were all at a home in Ellis County when it happened. A CPS worker was trying to take custody when police say Hall used a knife to attack all five of her kids. Former prosecutor and criminal defense attorney Toby Shook, who was not part of this case, says it will be tough to land a death sentence against a mother, but it is doable.
If you're prosecuting a mother, I think you can. If you have the evidence, and probably strong case of getting guilt, you know, as again, if it's a mental illness defense of insanity, then it'll be a battle of experts.
All is being held on $10 million bond. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Explosive testimony this morning in Austin as investigators laid out damning cases against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The team claims that Paxton sought to hide an affair, misuse his office to help a donor, skirted protocols, and built a culture of fear and retaliation in his office.
It was established at that time that Attorney General Paxton had recommended and Paul had hired a woman who was identified by the executive staff as being General Paxton's mistress.
They said Paxton inappropriately used his office's resources to help real estate developer and campaign donor Nate Paul.
So is it fair to say the OAG's office was effectively hijacked for an investigation by Nate Paul through the Attorney General Ken Paxton?
That would be my opinion.
The hearing made claims of payoffs, cover-ups, and abuse of power, which are all felonies. Paxton released a statement saying he is not surprised that the committee would seek to disenfranchise Texas voters and sabotage his work. The Texas Senate approves a bill that would establish a benefit for members of the Texas National Guard who died in the line of duty as part of Operation Lone Star along the Texas border. State Senator Joan Huffman says it's named after Sergeant Bishop Evans,
who actually drowned in the Rio Grande River while on active duty, attempting to rescue individuals who were attempting to swim across the river.
She says what happened in 2022, relatives of Evans were not entitled to a death benefit payment. The bill passed by the Senate and the House would guarantee a $500,000 death benefit. The Stars lost last night 4-0, and now it's gotten worse. Stars captain Jamie Benn has been suspended for two games after he cross-checked and then hit a player, leading to his ejection in Game 3. He called the play unfortunate.
You know, obviously didn't want to take a five-minute penalty, but you know, the game happens fast. Emotions are high, and obviously would have liked to not fall on him and I guess use my stick as a landing point.
Stars play again tomorrow, but are down 3-0 against the Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.